Welcome to the E-Commerce Profits Podcast, a podcast that aims to uncover how the most successful e-commerce experts, dropshippers, and sales funnel gurus built up their e-commerce empires. One single e-commerce product can take somebody from zero to hero. It just takes one winner. In this podcast, we'll show you how other e-commerce entrepreneurs, just like you, are generating six and seven figures per year online with their e-commerce business. If you'd like to join our free Facebook community, where you can see exclusive members-only content, join the E-Commerce Profits Facebook group. For a done-for-you e-commerce subscription system, go visit thestephengoldman.com. Now, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the E-Commerce Profits Podcast. This is your host of today, Roland. I'm the marketing coach on the Goldman Coaching team, and today I will talk about subscriptions. So subscriptions, what they did for us is actually they took us when me and Stephen started doing dropshipping and e-commerce. They took us from doing six figures, where we were doing all right, to making seven figures. So let me first start on how we made six figures, and this is a well-known story of Stephen because Stephen shared it a lot of times. But yeah, what got us really going was, instead of trying to promote a product to the US market, the UK market, all of these heavy saturated markets, just take a product that's already working well and then sell it to a market where there's no not already saturated, like a less known market, a market that's way harder to get into. So what we chose was South Korea, because it's a whole different kind of language they speak. It's not English. The whole alphabet is whole different. So that's a hard market to get into. So that's why we chose that market. They also use credit cards a lot for their payments. So that's great, because we use ClickFunnels. And ClickFunnels mostly just support credit card payments. So that's why we chose South Korea. That's what got us going, because we just saw products that we already knew were doing well, because we saw other people selling them and doing very well with them, doing millions of views on Facebook. Well, if you do millions of views on Facebook, that tells us that you're putting a lot of money in advertising, because otherwise you wouldn't push something into the millions of views on advertising on Facebook. So yeah, that's awesome. And from there on, we just took these products, scaled them to the moon in South Korea, Sweden, Finland, France, a lot of different countries we did. So that's what took us to six figures. But then what we found out was that advertising costs were getting higher and higher on Facebook, Google as well, but let's just focus on Facebook, because that's where most of our money came from. So, and what we were focusing on that time. So what we've been through is that we just couldn't scale up to seven figures. So what we found out, we were just thinking, or actually honestly me myself, I was thinking like, okay, so advertising costs are rising. We're making all of our money from a product, just one product most of the time. There's upsells, but the upsells is not where you make your money, at least at this point. So if you just have one product and your profit margins are, for example, for every sale that you make with advertising, $5, $6, $7, maybe $10, but that's not gonna cut it. That's not gonna get you to seven figures, because once you scale up, maybe you're spending $100 a day, then you're going to $1,000 to $10,000 a day. Your profit margins are not gonna hold up if you're just making $5 profit on each product. So what I thought about was, okay, so I just need to get my profit margins up. So how can I get the most money out of one customer? That's what I was thinking. So what I came up with is, I just looked at other markets and saw what people were doing. I was actually looking at the most successful business models in the world. For example, Amazon Prime, Netflix. All of these are subscriptions. For example, just take Netflix as an example. people pay for it monthly to get a service. So I was thinking, okay, but what if people just pay us monthly? Because Netflix, one customer, I don't know the exact figures, but just thinking, I think a customer is at least worth about $120 to Netflix, like 1 year, for example, or I don't know what I'm paying for my Netflix, but you see the point, $120, if you can, what that means is that Netflix can spend $119 on advertising to acquire one customer and still make $1 profit. So they're still making a profit if they're doing that. So yeah, that's awesome. So that's what I was thinking. And so I thought by myself, okay, so we should just implement a subscription in this. So if I have a subscription that I can sell people into, my average order value, my average customer value is way higher than what it is right now. So what we ended up doing was we used ClickFunnels because in ClickFunnels you can just upsell somebody without them having to enter all the credit card details again. So after they make their first payment, they're buying the first product that they're initially interested in. So what we did is we just were looking for products that we could give a very good deal on. Just our goal basically here with our first product that we're selling, that we're advertising, is just to break even, because we knew that we could make all of the money with our subscription. So we were looking for products that we could give a very good deal in, and by doing it that way, beat our competition, because we could sell it for less than that they were doing. So for example, maybe some product other stores would sell for $10, we would just sell it for $6-$7, because we didn't care about the profit margins, we just care about breaking even on advertising and then getting people into a subscription. So for example, this is an example I always like to give because it makes so much sense. So for example, what we would do is we would sell some special kind of razor. We would advertise the razor, and then other stores would sell it for, $15. We would sell it for $7, and then we would buy it for $2, spend $4 on advertising, break even on advertising, while other people make $7 on it on the front end. Well, we didn't want that, we just want to break even. So we just break even on it, get a lot of sales, because people see, wow, this is so cheap for this race, I really want to get it. And then what happens, we just, right after somebody puts in their credit card details, clicks the buy button, we, instead of getting them to a page that says thank you for your order, we would get them to a page that says, hey, would you like to get a bottle of shaving foam? Because after you buy a razor, it makes total sense that you need shaving foam, right? So shaving foam runs out, right? So people need a new bottle every single month. So that's a perfect product for a subscription. So what we would just do is we would get them on a subscription for shaving foam in this example, and then we would get paid every single month for these people. So what we found out for ourselves and for all of our clients is that one subscription is worth about $100 to us. So that means that over time we can spend $99 on advertising just to acquire one customer and still be profitable, because we know that one subscriber is worth $100 to us. So then what that meant was that my problem with the advertising costs rising was solved immediately, and we were spending like crazy on advertising, because I knew that in the end I would still make so much money from it. That's why we got ourselves super 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 fast to seven figures after that, because we were getting so much subscription, so much people getting on so many people getting on a subscription with us for our products. The money keep pouring in, because we were just breaking even on our advertising with these products. We were no longer doing it the hard way, trying to make a big profit out of one product that we're advertising. No, Winner was already something that we would break even on. And once we break even on it, we didn't even have to waste any money on advertising because we would make it right back. And all the money that we would make with our subscription was pure profit. And a pure profit that we're talking about is $100. So yeah, that's, I think you guys can see it right now how profitable this business is and why it's worked so amazing. And guys, nobody is doing this. That's what's so amazing about this. So if you really wanna earn big in this business in e-commerce, you just gotta play it smart. You gotta think logically about it and things like, okay, so maybe I'm not the best at advertising, because this is the number one question I get from people. Because maybe because I'm the marketing guy, I'm the advertising guy in our coaching program, and they be telling me like, yeah, okay, what's the best way to advertise right now? Should I do CBO? Should I target this audience? Should I go for audiences that have just 50,000 people? Should I go for lookalike audiences? And what I always tell them is, it doesn't matter that much, guys, because you can be the worst advertiser in the world and still make money with this. Because the thing is, if you can spend up to $100 just to acquire one customer, advertising becomes super, super simple. So do you see the power of this whole system, guys? It's amazing. It works so well for us and for our students. For example, we had one student, Casper. He made $129,000 in 30 days. Crazy, right? We had Desmond make $30,000 in his first 30 days, and he's from Nigeria. So yeah, guys, this is awesome. So if you wanna learn more about this and wanna get an opportunity to be coached by us, to get into our coaching program, all you have to do is go to www.thestephengoldman.com, thestephengoldman.com, and then fill in the application form on the page and schedule a call with us. We will get on a quick call with you, I think it's like 30 minutes, and we will see if you're the right fit for our coaching program, get you in, and you can be our next success story. So I hope you guys learned a lot from this. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Cheers, guys.
Thank you for listening to the E-Commerce Profits Podcast. Make sure to visit thestephengoldman.com for a done-for-you e-commerce subscription system, helping newbies go from nothing to 5 and 6 figures within just 2 months' time. Excited? Visit thestephengoldman.com.